I'm delighted to be joined in the studio this afternoon by Billy Texeira. He joins me now, the club captain of United London FC. And this team, Billy, it's a football manager player's dream. Tell us what's unique about United London.
Well, essentially, we're the world's first managerless football team. We're putting the power of picking the team in the hands of the fans. So they can go online, go to our website. On there, there's lots of highlights, statistics on the players. And they pick the lineup themselves, and whoever gets the most votes plays.
Now, you've come from a photo shoot today. It's not usual for a side playing at that sort of level.
Yeah, photo shoots in the morning, radio interviews in the afternoon. It's a champagne lifestyle and lemonade wages.
So how does it work then? How does everybody get involved as a fan?
Well, you can go onto the website and sign up, or you can download the app. There's lots of highlights on there, so you can watch the games, watch the training. We use Champions League technology to record all the statistics. So if you want to get really in depth, there's lots of stats on there. You can really trawl through, make a good advised, selection.
So it's almost exactly like playing Championship Manager or Football Manager, isn't it? All the stats from training, you've got assistant advice as well, haven't you, from the coaches as well?
Yeah, we have coaches, but we don't have the traditional manager in a sense. So they can give reports on players and stuff as well, which managers can use.
So what can fans pick then? What can they pick?
They can pick the lineup. So there'll be a few keepers to vote from, a few right backs. They could also vote on the formation.
And is it possible also to vote? I've seen the suggestion maybe substitutions as well.
Yeah, they're the sort of things we want to bring in. We're going to, even further down the line, there's opportunity to do transfers, stuff like that. But at the moment, it's just the lineup.
Now, we'll talk about this technology used by Champions League clubs. How's it in? So as players, are you got the vest top trackers and everything?
We're trying to bring that in, but you can go on there. It's all our passes are recorded, runs, fouls, headers, tackles, interceptions, shots. So all that's on there.
How much is it as a battle then between all the players? Because you must love comparing stats between rival players.
Yeah, definitely. It's good for banter, as well. But at the moment, I'm doing all right. I've scored quite a few goals, so my stats are looking okay. But when you have like a bad week and you've had like 10 shots, none on target, it's not so good.
So when it comes to the games then on the Saturday, the fans are able to see them as well, aren't they?
Yeah, like everything's there, everything's recorded. We also record like player interviews, player on player challenges. So if you really want to get to know the players, you can.
So how did you get involved in the project? Because you're known locally for banging in the goals at Shenfield for the last 10 years. So how did you get involved in this one?
Well, sort of like turning 30, people were trying to write me off a little bit. So I fancied a new challenge. And when this come about, I just thought it's something completely unique. So I really wanted to get involved with it and take it as far as I can.
So how were you approached then initially about it? Because it's Mark North, isn't it?
The man who's
behind the sort of whole idea. So how did he talk you around to it?
Well, I see an advert for it. And at the time, they were only recruiting up to 25 years old. But I thought, I'll give him a ring, see if I can blag my way in because I like the sound of it. And once I got chatting to Mark, I think we were both on the same page of where we sort of wanted to take it.
Because the idea about it is obviously it's about the disconnect that there seems to be at the moment in big time football between the fans and their team. And I suppose this is trying to bring it all back, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We're not saying we're going to be the next Man United, but we're hoping to be every football fan's sort of second team, because it's something that any football fan can get involved with.
Now, we might also know you received national attention for the Budweiser Open Trials at Wembley. You scored a double there. You even got a trial with Yeovil at one point a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done really well in that, scored two goals at Wembley. I don't like to bring it up a lot. And then, got a trial with Yeovil out of it, went down there. It was a good experience, to see how it is to be a league footballer, going to training every day, just living that sort of life. It's pretty cushy, to be honest. I wouldn't mind doing it full time, but nothing come of it in the end, but it was just another brilliant experience that I got out of that.
Well, because for the last 10 years, as we say, you've been banging in the goals for Shenfield. Tell us a little bit about your record, because it was 42 goals in one season, wasn't it?
Yeah, 42 was the most I got in one season. But, I mean, I think I broke every record at Shenfield scoring-wise, like most goals ever, most consecutive games scored in, most hat-tricks in a row. Yeah, I scored a lot of goals there. I really enjoyed my time there as well, you know. I always had offers to go play higher, but I was really enjoying it with my mates, you know. So stayed there, don't regret it. Had a brilliant time, scored a lot of goals, and then hopefully I can do the same here at United London.
Because you, if it's not too, I suppose it's not insulting to say, you're the quintessential sort of footballer at that level. Because you, what are you doing during the day? You're a forklift truck driver, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a forklift truck driver. Pays the bills, you know. It's not my passion. Obviously, football is, and everything outside of work is just football based for me. It always has been.
So this is the club's second season. Last season was really about learning, wasn't it, and sort of ironing out all of the...
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a trial run, you know. We're a new club and you live and learn. But when I walked in January, I mean, you walked into the change room, it's like walking into a library. Nobody's talking to each other, the atmosphere is completely dead. So it was a big challenge, you know, to turn it around. Now, we've got rid of a lot of them players, kept the best ones we had, merged them in with a lot of players we got from trials this year, and the atmosphere is a lot better now, you know. The place is buzzing, and hopefully we're looking forward to a good season.
Because it's really been a sort of change in recruitment strategy, hasn't it? Because you're concentrating on the younger end of the spectrum last season.
Yeah, Mark's sort of dream for the thing was to give footballers a second chance, you know. People get released from academies, and it was a second way to get back into football. And even in these early days, we've had a couple picked up by semi-pro clubs. So it's not something we're going to get rid of, but we just needed to bring in a bit of experience rather than going with strictly academy players.
Now, it's as I say, it was tough for the young guns last season. That's probably got something to do about the league you're in. Tell us about the division you're playing in.
Yeah, it's a bit rough and ready, you know. And I think a few of these academy boys weren't ready for it. They used to playing on nice pitches against kids their own age. When they come up against men on a bubbly pitch in Hackney Marshes in January, a few of them didn't really fancy it, you know.
So the level you're playing at is it's Essex Alliance Premier, isn't it? So the hopes this season then is to move up, isn't it, to next level, which is Essex Olympian League.
Yeah, that is the objective, you know. Mark's made it clear to all the players, we're looking to win the league and we're looking to move up to the Olympian. That's the first step and that's the target.
Now, you're based out of Romford as a team, but where you play matches, as you just mentioned there, it's a pretty iconic place to be playing matches on a weekly basis, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I first turned up the Hackney Marshes, it was a bit of a wake-up call, you know. There's like 80 pitches there, 40 changing rooms. Yeah, it was a bit of an eye-opener, but we've got a new ground this season. We're playing in Gidea Park. We're like a nice 4G, suits us well. We can play good football on it. It's nice and big. So, yeah, but, you know, you still have to go away to these grounds and grind out the results on the Hackney Marshes.
Now, part of, I suppose, the attraction for fans getting involved will be the characters that they can pick, and they will have their favourite players. A lot of characters around this squad?
Yeah, definitely. A lot more than last season, you know. Definitely. So all player profiles are going up at the moment on Twitter and Facebook on the lead up to the season. So you can go on there, watch them, find out a bit about the characters. It's good. And also everyone's on Twitter and Instagram, so they can interact with the players as well.
So give us a little bit of flavour, because I saw something. You've got a few nicknames for some of your other players.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that sort of banter's starting to fly about. We've got the Romford Riyad, Sam Raj Gill, looks like Riyad Mahrez. We've got Harry Chalk, who's a bit of a... He likes a late challenge, you know, don't mind throwing a few elbows here and there. He's a bit of a Diego Costa of the Essex Olympian League. Well, Alliance League at a minute. Hopefully Olympian soon.
And how would you describe yourself then?
I call myself the Saturday's Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
So there we go. Well, that's going to give you an idea of Billy already. So when does the season start? It's a little while to go yet, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we've had no time off over the summer. We've been really busy with trials. I know, like, we only kept about six players, so starting from scratch, really.
And so you're starting very soon. You've been playing a lot of exhibition matches, though, at the moment against... it's mainly been against celebrity teams, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, like YouTube teams. You know, we're trying to create a following, and there's YouTube teams out there at the moment with a bigger following than us. Most notably, we played Hashtag United at the Emirates. Beat them. So, you know, any like young kids out there, I know they've got a lot of like young following. If they're watching them, they need to start watching us, because we're the better side, as we proved at the Emirates.
So have you you've had a little taste of it. Have you thought about how it's going to be, but just giving over all the power sort of to people out there in the web? It's going to be strange, because normally you made yourself known to a manager in certain ways. It's going to be completely different now, isn't
it? Yeah, I know. I've done all right so far, you know. They voted for me every week so far, so if I keep banging in the goals, hopefully they'll keep voting for me. It's like I'm not even here to talk about United London. I'm just canvassing for votes.
So if we want to sign up, where do you go? How do you get involved? There's a new app and website launching soon, isn't there?
Yeah, well, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all under United London FC. The new website at the moment isn't launched, but it's launching late August, and the app, so you'll be able to download that off the App Store as well.
So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully you'll be coming in, picking up a couple of trophies, and being playing in the Essex Olympian League next season.
Yeah, well, that's the target. So, you know, everyone's focused on that, and I believe we've got the squad to do it.